Local news first from Niagara Radio. This report brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th of Buffalo Avenue in Niagara Falls, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. These are two local pharmacies I highly recommend because they are not like the corporate drugstores. Sure, they have all the features they have and the pricing, but their customer service is exceptional. They know you by name, not just by a number. They find out what you're looking for, and they make sure you get it. And that even includes having your prescriptions ready when you are. It's no secret when the owners are in the store, the service is much better. And they are in the store at Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy because those pharmacies are locally owned and locally operated. Check out the difference for yourself and see what personal service is really about at Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. Topping Thursday's local news, more shots reported fired in Niagara Falls, both today and the night before. Thursday afternoon, police reported shots being heard in the area of 20th and Center Avenue. Numerous police agencies responded to the scene but couldn't locate any shooter. On Wednesday, police working reports of shots fired noticed two people that were suspects in previous gun incidents in the 500 block of 20th Street. And when they went to talk with them, the two began to run. Police chased them to the yards and later caught up with them at 24th and Ferry Avenue. Those two were brought in for questioning while officers traced the area that the suspects ran through. And they say they located two discarded handguns and an ammunition clip. Authorities tell Niagara Radio today that both suspects, one an adult and the other a juvenile, are expected to be charged with criminal possession of a weapon, with police saying their investigation into the shots fired calls is still ongoing. And authorities say even though there were numerous shots reported, no one was reported hit. More headlines are coming your way, but a reminder, our news is also brought to you daily by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Well, you can't really tell by the weather today, but summer's on its way and it will be getting warm. And you want to make sure your freezer and refrigerator are working properly. And if they're not, it's time for a call to Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Now, he's a local repairman who will come to your home for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. And that is a great deal. Other companies charge two and three times as much just to walk through your door. And Chris brings with him 45 years' experience. So there's not a problem that Chris will find that he can't fix. But as we always tell you, you never know when you're going to need Chris Moore, so put his number on your cell phone. 523-5911. It's Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. Here's some more details on a story we told you about first on Wednesday concerning a serious rollover accident that occurred around 8 p.m. on Tuesday night. That happened at 4876 Saunders Settlement Road in the town of Cambria. Authorities now tell us it was a one-vehicle rollover accident that injured four people. Three were taken to ECMC by ambulance, and a fourth was airlifted by Mercy Flight to ECMC. Other details concerning that accident, including conditions of those that were transported, were not available. With the investigation into the mishap continuing, first responders to that scene included the Niagara County Sheriff Department, the New York State Police, and volunteers from Cambria, Wendelville, and the Shawnee Fire Departments. Here's another one with no further information available, and that's regarding a one-car rollover we told you about first yesterday that occurred on the Foot Road. That happened just before 11 a.m. on Wednesday. Sheriff deputies and volunteers from Wolcottsville and the Rapids Fire Company responded there and reported unknown injuries. Niagara Falls firemen logged another gorge rescue this morning. This one was at the foot of the Vanderbilt stairs going into the gorge. Details of what happened and the extent of any injuries were not immediately released there by the fire department or the park police, who reportedly took part in that rescue. Authorities tell us Sanborn volunteers made quick work of an elevator rescue on the SUNY grounds on Saunders Settlement Road this morning. One person was reportedly stuck in an elevator there, with the fire department swiftly rectifying that problem and no injuries reported. Former Western Regional Off-Track Betting CEO Henry Witazik, who was replaced last year by Mayor Byron Brown of Buffalo, is reportedly stepping down from his new position now as Niagara County's representative to the OTB board. Witazik was appointed to that position back in September, but now he says there's reportedly too much politics involved, with authorities telling us Witazik is even blaming that for a reported delay in approving his state's gaming license for the job. Witazik thanked the legislators for the cooperation he received from most of the group, but he reportedly told them at the last meeting that he would be stepping down from that position and would no longer be the Niagara County OTB representative. Word comes from the Niagara County Sheriff's Department that they're launching a new system called the VersaTerm Community Connection. It's an automated design service to provide timely updates to community members after they call 911. The sheriff said beginning today, individuals who contact the Niagara County Sheriff's Office may receive automated or email text of updates regarding the status of their call. Or if a case they reported is under further investigation, they say those notifications are intended to help residents better understand what happens after they request assistance, while also strengthening communication between the sheriff's office and the community. The sheriff said communication is critical to public safety, and he said when someone reaches out for help, they deserve to know what happens next. And he said this will be another tool that keeps the public informed. Phil said he also added that not all calls or case types will receive a return message and that the system is not a substitute for emergency communications. And he stressed anyone experiencing an emergency should always contact 911. We've reached out to Sheriff Phil Setti and hope to receive a better understanding of the system from him, hopefully, on Friday's news. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, you can hear our news 24 hours a day on the hour and half hour on NiagaraRadio.net or for your convenience on Facebook when you enter NiagaraRadio.net in their search bar. It's real local news from the only station in Niagara Falls that's committed to bringing you comprehensive news, whether it's large or small. And it's heard right here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.